Completed in 1932 and centrally located on Duke's West Campus, the Duke Chapel is a symbol of the university. Its Gothic features embody the rich history and significance of Duke. The church is active, serving students, faculty, and the greater Durham community with regular services and events. An integral part of regular Sunday worship and the many other services throughout the week is the music. Often leading the choir and congregation during songs of praise is the magnificent and powerful sounds of the pipe organ. I'm Bradley Bowen, an undergraduate Duke student from the Center for Documentary Studies. To learn more about the pipe organ, I was able to sit down with chapel organist Chad Fothergill at Duke's acclaimed Aeolian organ to discuss the significance and unique features of the instrument.
So my name is Chad Fothergill. I am the interim chapel organist here at Duke University for the academic year. Some will say, and I will say, my instrument is the congregation. I just happen to play the organ.
In order for the organ to fill the room with music to accompany the congregation and choir, it relies on unique features that are not found on any other instrument.
So for most people coming to an organ, it will look familiar. You've got the arrangement of what we call naturals and accidentals, or white keys and black keys that you see on the piano, although it's a little bit shorter. Most pianos have 88 keys. An organ usually has 61, and you see stacks of them. So this particular organ has four of them, but we call them manuals. So four different manuals, and the idea is that each manual is sort of a different organ or a different ensemble, or if you want to think like an orchestra, unto itself, and each sort of has a specific function. That's what you see at the top here. You also see one for the feet, which has 32 notes, again, accidentals, which is sort of a darker wood grain. If you were here looking at the instrument, you'd see the darker wood grain and then a lighter wood grain for what we call the naturals. And then, of course, on the sides, if you were looking at the sides, there's also the what we call the stops. So a column for the pedal keyboard, so for the feet, and then different columns for all the different keyboards.
When a stop knob is activated, it allows air to enter a subset of pipes. Some of the most notable sounds on the Aeolian organ are the orchestral stops.
So there are flute sounds. There are string sounds, so a viol. There's a oboe. That's a very nasal oboe. Trumpets. So all sorts of, and there's even some, this one is called orchestral flute. There is one more crown of sound called the festival trumpet. And this is as brassy as it gets. In the room, it is very it's very loud here, but it does carry quite well in the room.
Another unique feature, which allows the organ to lead in congregational singing, is the combination of pipes with different lengths.
The frequency of middle C on the organ would be approximately the same as the frequency of middle C on the piano. So here's 8-foot pitch, 4-foot, something in the middle. This is a 5 1/3. Another fifth. A third.
There are well over 50 individual stops controlling each sound. However, it would be difficult to pull all of these stops at once while playing the organ. So, it has pre-assigned pistons that allow the organist to select a group of stops with a single click of a button.
In between the keyboards, there are all sets of numbered buttons, which we call thumb pistons, because you hit them with your thumb. So instead of using your hands to always be, I mean, your hands are busy playing and you need to change the colors that you're using, you can use these to sort of a quick memory, recall your settings.
Here, Father Gil demonstrates the use of the pistons while simultaneously playing. By adding stops and different sounds, the full organ can be obtained. This feature crowns the organ as the king of instruments, and is why the Aeolian organ plays a large role in chapel singing. So next time you're in the chapel and hear the melodic sounds of the organ, take some time to appreciate the unique sounds and the organist that preserved this glorious instrument.